Thanksgiving.
Hope your turkey is turkeying, because
yeah.
Yeah, if not, you are so far behind.
That's what should be happening right now, right?
Yeah.
Is turkey is out or almost out and probably cooling for like an hour?
I mean, is that about right? That sounds right to me.
I think so.
It does kind of depend on how early you have your Thanksgiving dinner, though.
Right.
Because I'd say most people do it around like 2 or 3. Some people do it as late as like 4 or 5.
I think most people want to do it around lunchtime, and right. It ends up happening around 2 or 3.
Right. I agree.
You know, because especially if family's coming over,
mm-hmm.
right, you got to coordinate all that. So welcome. We haven't really made a commitment to ourselves or you yet to do every holiday again this year like we did last year. But so far we're on track to.
Yeah, I think we've been pretty good about that.
What would be next after this live episode? It would be
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve mm-hmm. will find you.
Yeah. And that's usually when we basically say we're going to keep you company while you wrap your gifts.
Where maybe this the love year we'll do light the same. Gleams.
Yeah.
From your phone, on YouTube, into your ear holes and eye holes. While you wrap and we, while you WRAP and we, okay. I said a hip hop, a hibby to the hibby.
Okay. Well, and of course, right now my tablet decides that it wants to update, because that's just lucky, isn't it?
We'll be watching you on, I'll be watching you on Facebook. Carly will be watching you on YouTube.
Yes, very soon.
Does it look like we might, oh, but you wouldn't know because you're updating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's all good.
Also, this live episode, we're going to try this.
Yeah. Okay. So you said you bought these off of Facebook?
Yeah. It's just another one of those Facebook ads.
Okay.
We've talked about how impressionable I am.
Uh-huh.
With the Planters Special Reserve peanuts.
Yes, right.
Which really, again, they're all just a larger uniform size with the skin on. That's yeah. what those are.
Yeah, they aren't that much fancier.
Oil and salt. It's not like they're dry roasted even.
Right, right.
This is just a sampler pack of Taza, I don't know, mm-hmm. Mexican chocolate.
Uh-huh.
We have super dark cinnamon, coffee, vanilla, salted almond.
Mm-hmm.
Guajillo chili.
Ooh,
guajillo. That sounds good. I've never heard of guajillo.
I think I know what that is. I think that's
looks like it starts with guacamole,
right,
and then ends with Trujillo.
I'll have to double check, but I think that might be the name of that like really delicious coffee that they make in Mexico.
Okay,
it's like the only coffee I like. I had it at my reception down there, back before I got divorced and stuff. But apparently, they like use this cone of sugar with like a whole bunch of cinnamon on it and stuff, and they sort of drip the coffee over it. Like it's I don't know how they do it, but it's so freaking good. And if that's what that is, I'm really excited. Now, okay, one quick thing that I just noticed though is this little cup on the side.
Yes.
And it says delicious to eat or drink. So I wonder if they sort of expect you to in a cup and hot chocolate style it.
One of the things I noticed.
That's hot. Okay. Wow, that's cool. And it's the stone ground chocolate.
I guess we could throw it in the microwave.
Yeah, I could make us a cup of hot water to try.
Have a little, yeah.
Yeah, have a little sampler party.
Got a couple shot glasses.
Right.
Throw that in.
Yeah, that might be kind of fun.
Okay. So, Carly, you look fantastic. I decided, I don't know, I this actually was what I was wearing yesterday, and I sort of looked down at one point and went, this looks so...
Thanksgiving
and fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very autumnal.
But you, the Christmas is on the other side of the screen with Carly and the tree.
Now, that's funny that you say that, though, because I do definitely think that you are embodying more Thanksgiving colors. But one could argue that red, white, and blue are also very Thanksgiving colors because it's an American holiday.
Yes, it is.
You know?
Who's watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? The Macy's... Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I walked in while you were watching it, and I didn't see much at all. Was there anything good?
I don't know if it's... Honestly, okay, so I was watching the free stream on YouTube from CNBC because I ain't downloading Peacock.
No, it's so
That's
dumb.
Peacock and Apple TV. I'm sorry. I just...
Yeah.
Paramount Plus actually has some kick-ass stuff on it.
Sometimes, but that's one that I still think you should, like, borrow the login from a friend. Yeah. You know?
But I'm watching the free version, and I realize it's not like NBC does it right
mm-hmm.
if you've seen years past and they stop right in front of Macy's to perform their deal, that's it's just better coverage than CNBC free on YouTube. But
that's fair.
But you still get to hear my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. Have I told you what my favorite thing about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is?
You probably have.
The marching band versions of pop songs.
Oh, funny.
The marching band version of who does, it's Lady Gaga, right? That does Houdini?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Whoever did that,
okay.
World class.
I love that. That's so fun.
It was just fantastic.
Well, and you know, I like that stuff too. I don't remember whose office it was, but I remember there was a doctor's office I called,
mm-hmm.
and it like their wait music was a like an instrumental version of what was the song? It was like a Justin Bieber song. Oh, Despacito.
Funny.
Yeah, but it was like a Bridgerton-style Despacito. Yeah, it was hilarious, but I kind of loved it.
You know who else? I'm going to shout him out right now. Plays like acoustic guitar, easy listening, mm-hmm. spa-style versions, cover versions of popular music.
Uh-huh.
Oral surgeon Dr. Ethan Moulton, who, by the way, I don't think I've talked about him.
Uh-huh.
If I know everybody's just furiously scribbling notes, Ethan Moulton, oral surgeon, right now. I know right, that's what right. you've stopped everything. The minivan is pulled over, and you're like, wait a minute, guys. He's about to wreck it. I know. You're not even going to remember this, but maybe you can go back through. If you have to get oral surgery, which really sounds like not fun, right?
No. Yeah.
Especially because it's that special kind of surgery where sometimes they don't put you out.
Right, right.
If you're a little wussy wuss, mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to say this without sounding a little gay, but maybe I am. He's just so warm and personable, and his bedside manner, he makes me feel so comfortable, so seen and heard.
Mm-hmm.
He's just... And he's handsome.
Wow.
Like, he's just the perfect man.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Yeah. Do you have any oral surgery, Carly?
No. I've really lucked out. I haven't had to have much done. Like, okay. I had to have my wisdom teeth removed back in the day, but that's mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. Other than that, no root canals, not even too bad of cavities. I'm super lucky in that.
It's good.
Probably because I drank a shit ton of milk when I was a kid.
And now, even, you do.
I do like milk.
Yeah.
It's just good. I know it's weird. But
there's something that isn't milk fed an expression?
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just American and
yeah, which is funny because now
farm
it's sort
girl
of,
milk fed whatever the
right. Yeah. Well, and like you know how back in the day
rough
with like
and come,
small
we'll go get them.
Right. Well, and you know how like way back in the day milkmaids were, you know, generally considered to be really beautiful and healthy.
Yes.
Because basically the milk that they would drink would make it so that they were less likely to get smallpox.
Oh.
It was like kind of
is
a
that-
Yeah, kind of a proto-vaccine.
There's a scientific reason for it and
yes,
everything?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that and probably because their boobies were out, you know, in those little tops.
Right.
You know?
Oh, Jenna says, is Mike allergic to pistachios? Hi, Jenna. We'll see
oh,
you
funny.
At Thanksgiving dinner here in a few hours. No, I'm not allergic to pistachios. Mm-hmm. And thank you. Yeah.
I'm excited for whatever it is that she's bringing because she always has some good.
Carly loves pistachios.
I do. I'm a fiend for those things.
The Barney balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What's that? Oh, Barney.
Oh, Barney. Like, you know Barney, the
like
purple dinosaur.
I love you, you love yeah. me, we're a happy family. That
yeah.
Barney?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah. I mean, unless they mean
he's still around?
Barney I thought, like, from the Flintstones.
I thought Bluey, like, kicked him out.
I mean, right. And I mean,
every Bluey... generation has its own, you know, if it's not the Wiggles, it's the Fruities, it's the...
Right, right. Although I will say, I think that kids' cartoons have gotten way more bearable.
Hmm.
You know, because, mm-hmm. like, think about, like, Caillou and Barney and what's another big one that was, like, so annoying? Well, I guess now we have Cocomelon, which is yeah. also super-duper annoying. But, you know, I feel like, in general, like, adults can watch Bluey and they're going to have a good time, too.
That's what I've heard.
You know?
I've heard what episode? I've got it written down. I've got the episode that we need to go see.
Yeah. Right. I actually did take some time to watch a couple of episodes once because mm-hmm. I was trying to fall asleep. And it is super cute and charming. Like, it's adorable.
How's your laptop update?
It's going fine. I switched my phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
We want to give a shout out to a few people. Let's start with Between the Covers. That's the new boudoir bookstore? No. Yeah. What would you call that? The romance only bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
Carly mentioned a specific genre that she has seen in bookstores or...
Well, I haven't seen it in bookstores.
On friends' shelves.
It's very prominent on the internet lately.
In forums?
Yeah. Well, I would say especially post The Shape of Water. People have talked about it a lot more.
We talked about it in episode 120.
Mm-hmm.
If, since we're live and can't put a duck quack in place of certain words, we will say monster fiction.
Yeah. Or monster loving.
Mm.
Yeah.
I saw a monster smut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, they did basically confirm that they are going to have some, though,
which I
think is hilarious.
They've literally posted some this week, and some of it came in German.
Really?
So if you sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Wow. Okay.
How do you say horny in German?
I have no idea.
Any missionaries out there? No, you probably wouldn't know either,
no,
would you?
No, probably not.
Anyway.
Unless they've gotten real cool real fast.
So Between the Covers is a romance-only bookstore opening up here, let's see, on Saturday. Small market set, small business Saturday.
Oh, fun.
So
that's
we have
a good time to do it.
Yeah, we got today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, small business Saturday.
Man, too bad you and I are going to be out of town. That would be fun.
I will. I wonder if Salt Lake will be in Salt Lake for a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to have a...
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Oh, and you know what's going to be lit up for the first time, I think, in a bit, is Temple Square.
Yep, day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
We cannot wait.
I know.
To see that.
Well, and it kind of stinks because like I wanted to show my niece and nephew, but they weren't there the right weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
So anyway, oh, and then Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So three crazy shopping days. Really, whoever does something on Sunday is going to win.
Right. I kind of think so, too.
Maybe it ought to
especially in this area.
Winco and like Supermarket Sunday.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
And have just like because everybody needs groceries, right?
Right, right. See, but that's why they don't discount them because they know you're going to buy them anyway.
A bunch of people on TikTok giving Winco a ton of love. So Winco, if these keywords catch you, go check that reel out.
Mm-hmm.
They actually replied finally to, we've talked about them a lot.
We have.
I'm old enough to remember Wehrmacht on the Northgate Mile heading out of town. Anyone? Before they were Winco?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Between the Covers, you thought we sidebarred off track, didn't you? Sometimes we do. It breaks my heart when I know that I'm starting a great rant.
Oh, yeah?
And we just get derailed by all the sidebars before we even get to the point.
Totally.
Between the Covers, brand new romance-only bookstore, opening up in Rigby, posted this morning. Hey, while everyone's getting stuffed today...
They knew what they were doing.
You knew what you were doing.
So funny.
And we just commented, getting stuffed with an LOL emoji. So ladies, if you're, a 50 Shades of Grey kind of gal, go like them on Facebook. Give them some love. They open this Saturday.
Yeah.
It really is the perfect thing. For us, for our podcast to talk about. We talk about the fringe stuff, the stuff that the mainstream media doesn't always touch.
Right, right.
And
stuff a little off the beaten path.
Yeah. And what's funny is the mainstream media won't talk about us. They've promoted all these other podcasts that since died.
I know. It is kind of funny to see.
I need to actually go back and get like a comprehensive list.
Yeah.
What do we think about the Thanksgiving text? Or let's broaden the subject. The holiday text.
Okay.
Happy 4th of July. Happy Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You know, that's a tricky one. I think overall, it's always nice to know that somebody that you care about is thinking of you.
Yes.
You know, I would say that if you are close enough to that person, you don't have to do it. You know, like, I don't think I need to send one to, like, my mom and dad, especially because I'm going to see them.
Yeah. You know? That's,
Yeah. But, like, if it's someone who normally you might have spent part of or all of this holiday with, but you're not this year for some reason, then I think it's permissible.
What's up and happy Thanksgiving, Idahoan!
Oh, nice!
Slime Pit 2, Attack of the Grime, the Toys for Tots fundraiser Saturday night at the Gem on First Street.
Which is such a fun idea, by the way. Love it.
We love the Idahoan. Mm-hmm. You may remember he did that very special one-off theme for our 100th episode.
Yeah, that was such a cool thing of him to do.
Super cool.
You know, we really have lucked out with some of the, like, fellow creators in the area.
We only do baller shit.
We do.
We only meet baller people.
I know.
If you're in our sphere...
It's probably because you're cool.
It's great. Actually had dinner with Roddy. Mm-hmm. Roddy TV the other night.
Yeah, I was a little jealous.
It was a little fun.
It sounds fun.
We should do that again.
Yeah.
So, where were we? The Thanksgiving text.
Yes.
You're absolutely right, Carly, and I feel the same way. Like, mm-hmm. I want anytime someone who is experiencing a lot of emotion, mm-hmm. anytime they want, and they want to use me as a target, that's great. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. If you want to express your excitement, your joy,
right,
your love, your interest, fascination, appreciation, I'm here for it. Seriously.
Sure.
And I happen to be in your friends list. That's mm-hmm. great. And to me, the happy holiday, it's completely meaningless. Completely meaningless.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
let me give you another example of somebody who you just meet somebody, right? And you go to their Instagram and you look down their feed. Mm-hmm. And for 10 years, it's starting in January. Happy New Year. Mm. Happy President's Day. Happy MLK Day. Happy Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Happy Easter.
Right.
Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Happy Memorial Day. Happy first day of, you know, happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Happy, what's next?
Halloween.
Right, like I'm just bored. There's something in September, isn't there?
Back to school?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, recognizing a day just isn't, like, say something else.
Sure. To an extent.
Like today, happy Thanksgiving. Do you have a seat at a table somewhere?
Okay.
You know? Now, I get it. That's like, what if I'm sending 200 texts?
Right.
I don't have room.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, and also, like, some people don't want to get called out.
Right.
You know?
Right. Some people, like I told you about, somehow I ended up watching, this was an impressionable moment as a child, mm-hmm. a Happy Days episode where Fonzie, he's the cool dude, right? Mm-hmm. The Fonz. Mm-hmm. He says, "Hey," and he's cool. He wears a leather jacket, rides a motorcycle.
Right.
And everybody's getting together, family and holidays and stuff. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. I'm mm-hmm. getting misty-eyed just thinking about it. And then he waves goodbye and stuff. And then, like, in sort of a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles moment, where Steve Martin sort of realizes what's going on with old Del Griffith, Griffin, uh-huh. whatever.
Yeah.
And goes back, you know, and I think Richie Cunningham or the Cunningham family realizes what Fonzie's really doing. They go back to the garage. I think the clip's on YouTube. Uh-huh. And there's Fonzie, and you know what he's doing? I think he's sitting on the back of his motorcycle in his garage eating Thanksgiving dinner from a can of SpaghettiOs. Aww. It's just the saddest, most pathetic thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, is that what you mean? Like, you don't want to get called out if I'm...
Yeah, like, okay.
If I'm crying into my rotisserie chicken on Thanksgiving.
Right. And like, okay, there have been several times in my life when, like, something has happened in a relatively public space that's been, like, you know, hard to deal with, and like it'll make you almost tear up, but you can hold it back so long as no one acknowledges it.
Right.
And then someone's like, "Are you okay?" And just tears. Yeah. And no one wants that.
That's the floodgates, like, opening.
Yeah.
That's the
give me a minute to mm-hmm. get myself together. Don't call me out in front of everyone. Don't make me cry. That's rude. You know?
I thought that was supportive.
No, because then it's just embarrassing.
At
least for some people. I mean, I guess for some people, maybe. But personally, if I saw something like that, I would go straight for more of a distraction type thing and try to, like, support them without acknowledging it directly so that they don't feel like they're being called out.
How about, hey, can I talk to you over here for a minute?
Well, sometimes that's bad, though, too.
And then turn your back to the crowd and say, "Is everything okay?"
Yeah. Well, but also if they start crying there, then there's not really a good out. Right. You know, you have to have them in a fully private place before you ask them. Mm. Or you need to find a way to sort of diffuse the situation
sequester
without
them.
Yeah. Without just straight up confronting it.
So what about the sympathetic head nod? Like, you okay?
I think it can be
triggering.
I mean, if you're already right on the brink and anything will do it, yeah, then even that would do it.
I didn't think of all this. This is really good information to have.
Yeah.
Because I'm like a hugger, and I, what I've learned? You know what's perfect, and no one will ever not like the side hug.
I do like a good side hug. I was hoping that's what you would say.
The side hug. I got one the other day from Jay Osmond, who's doing a little Christmas feature on 100.7 My FM.
Right.
The only station in town that I'm aware of that's playing great Christmas music.
I mean, is it really an apology if you keep doing the same thing?
No, hang on. First of all, I apologize for something else, and that's a whole long story.
Right.
We'll get to the drama with the rock station guy.
Yeah.
Hi, Whitney. What's up?
Oh, Whitney, it's so good to hear from you.
Whitney, listener number one. Whitney Always Hicks version saying, ballers, it takes one to know one. Happy Thanksgiving, you turkeys.
I love that. She's gobble, so gobble. Sweet. Her and Lane are just the best people. And I feel like we say that every live stream.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Yeah. I wanted to finish my point, though, really quick. So about the whole calling someone out, like regarding Thanksgiving, too.
Yes.
I also think that you can't ask it or say it in a pitying way. Like, don't assume they've got nowhere to go, you know?
Right.
Instead, you need to present it as, oh my gosh, my holiday would be so much better if you came because I think that you're great. Rather than, hey, buddy, I know you've got nowhere else to go. You can come hang out with us if you want.
Right.
Like, that feels so insincere. It feels like you don't really want the person there. Like, they're a burden.
I don't know. You know what? I have to say, after my divorce, there were, the first pathetic holiday after.
I get it.
I seriously, like, I don't really, I'm not a huge Train fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I understood that song, Calling All Angels.
Yeah.
Where, I don't know. Lyrically, I could be way off. But I realized, there are people coming out of the woodwork to just let me know they're there.
Yeah.
And support me.
Mm-hmm.
And you just took a sip of Red Bull. I know that gives you wings. But there's nothing like that text going, hey, we're hanging out. Do you want to come over?
Mm-hmm.
I almost wonder, instead of saying, do you have some place to go?
Mm-hmm.
What about an actual invite?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're partying. We're having a good time. Oh, okay, so I'm arriving at the same conclusion that you had already presented.
Yeah, but you're fine.
Okay. No, but it's a subtle difference, and I like it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I just think that it takes the pity out of it. It makes the person feel more welcome.
Yeah.
And it sort of preserves their dignity.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of time, especially in, like, charitable situations, people sort of don't concern themselves with the dignity of the person receiving it. You know, like, they don't think about, like, how to make them not feel lesser than in this moment.
Right, yeah.
And I think that's a really important part of charity.
Like, sometimes when you see those viral videos of a guy helping somebody out, but you kind of think they're just doing it to get the views.
Yeah, exactly.
I squirm in my seat a little.
Yeah. Or, like, I know I've heard of, like, stories about how, this one kid on the football team couldn't afford new sports shoes, and so his team all pooled money and they presented it to him, you know, with, like, the whole team around. Like, and that's kind of an embarrassing moment for some people.
Or at the beginning of a game or something.
Yeah, like, they call him out onto the field. Little Timmy here couldn't afford shoes, so we all pitched in, and here you go, little Timmy.
Little,
like,
Timmy's dad is a disabled veteran alcoholic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you don't need to air everyone's business.
Right.
You know, and, like, let them have a little bit of dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my opinion.
No, I love how we just get so dark and raw.
Yeah.
Where I was kind of going with that is, do you remember the wrong number text?
Oh, yeah?
The sweet white granny.
Oh, right.
Was it Mesa, Arizona? What's her name? Wanda? Glinda? Galinda?
I don't remember, but I know the story you're talking about.
Wanda.
Basically, she sends it to a teenage boy, right?
Jamal.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, Thanksgiving dinner's this time at my house. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I think you have the wrong number, but can I still get a plate?
Yes.
And so she invited him over, and now he's been like spending Thanksgiving with her every year.
Wanda Dench. Wanda, don't call her Dame Judy. Dench and Jamal Hinton. Yes.
So cute.
This is the 10th anniversary of that. This is the 10th Thanksgiving.
That's sweet.
Isn't that cute?
That's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah. And they're whoring it up on the gram for Green Giant.
Oh.
So they got like sponsored and everything.
That's awesome.
Get that bag.
Yeah, honestly, you why too? Not?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, especially because like Thanksgiving can be so expensive,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I feel like it's often kind of put on just the host to sort of provide everything.
Yes,
and that's,
right.
I mean, especially when it's like your granny or someone.
Yeah.
Like that can be a lot, you know?
But then you have to ask, like, can I bring anything? Nope, you're good. Are you sure? Nope, you're good. Maybe you should ask like 2 weeks. That's the move.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
What can I bring?
Yeah, right.
And here's something I've learned to, I don't want this to sound the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
but you have to ask, okay, like I sort of alluded to earlier, you have to ask, instead of asking, can I bring anything?
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask, what can I bring? What right. can I do?
Right.
I'm bringing something.
Mm-hmm.
You better tell me what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to say that's a forceful way to ask, but kinda.
Kinda. But I mean, I think it more, it takes the pressure off of the person to like, you know,
get past them. That hump, the whole,
yeah.
oh, then you don't the really have to.
Doesn't feel like they're forcing you to bring something.
Yeah.
You're offering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing I would say, too, is I think an even better route to that is saying, hey, I think it might be nice if I brought this thing. Would that work? Is someone else already bringing it? Or do you want me to bring something else?
Already have an idea.
Right.
So they don't even have to think about it.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it great. Takes the planning out of their... It takes the planning off their plate. And on top of that, it also means that you are only signing up for something you feel comfortable signing up for.
Yeah, and exactly. Like yeah. I sometimes, I like to, you know, we've talked about this before. When others mm-hmm. are zigging,
yeah.
I like to zag.
Right.
This would be the perfect holiday to have already. Are they open? I don't know if they're open. We could check our phones. To have already stopped by a honey baked ham.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And if you know they're having turkey,
mm-hmm.
here's a couple pounds of ham by the slice.
Right.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see. We'll see what Google Maps says, even though, by the way, I've met the people running the honey baked ham here in town, and they're just nice people,
mm-hmm.
in case you're wondering.
They do rock.
In case that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're closed.
Would you say that they're as sweet as their ham?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Funny.
So, yeah, anyway, Jamal and Wanda celebrating their 10th anniversary. Green Giants celebrating their 100th anniversary.
Wow.
And got in on the action. And you know what? I should have said, whoring it up. You guys are you're doing an endorsement or whatever,
yeah.
a collab
mm-hmm.
with a well-established, well-known brand. And I'll say this. Green bean casserole, one of those things that I didn't like as a kid and now appreciate
mm-hmm.
as an adult.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I do. You know, I love a green bean casserole, but I especially love an oyster casserole.
Mm.
I'm so excited for that this year. That's the thing I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know, Carly and her family are the landlocked seafood lovinest family I've ever seen.
I just like fish, man. It's good.
Who was the influencer in your family? I have to wonder because
probably
no other family.
Granny.
Okay.
Yeah, my granny really likes like salmon and stuff. My mom does too. You know.
But
so.
What's the thing you put in? What's the thing you put oysters in that I am always shocked by? Like, what? Why did they ruin a perfectly good? Is it potato casserole or something?
No,
there's something that you put. That you people. What do you mean by you people? You know what I mean.
I mean, I think it's the oyster casserole you're thinking of.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I think it's got like other stuff in it that looks like, I think it looks like a green bean casserole, but it doesn't, it's not, you know? And so
okay.
maybe that's what you were thinking.
Okay.
Maybe you thought it was a green bean casserole, but it's actually the oyster casserole. I don't know.
Let's let's engage in this line of questioning.
Oh, yeah?
What do you suppose is the biggest day for, thank you, Jenna, Oyster casserole, gross. Team Jana.
She's incorrect with that.
What do you think the biggest day for consumption of cannabis or sales, cannabis sales, now that we've had a few years to track this, is in America?
I mean, I think that because you're bringing it up on this episode, it's pretty obvious that it's probably the day before Thanksgiving.
No, it's 420.
Oh.
But.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, but the day before Thanksgiving is the second.
Funny. Okay.
Most, the highest sale. Let's see. What's the. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny. The, okay. So I guess if I you're going to sure. do any random drug tests at work, as soon as people get back Black from Thanksgiving.
Or is, Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Is the time to do it.
Yeah. Second biggest day for cannabis sales after 420, according to, I don't know where ABC7 is from, somewhere in my feed. Hmm. Ever since they changed my feed, it's funny. It's Gary V is right. It is now not necessarily just social media. It's interest media.
Yeah.
And we're benefiting from that, too.
Yeah, it works out well for us.
Holy shit. Sorry, family, if you're around. This past week, we went. I mean, I'm not even going to put it in quotes. We went viral. My metric for viral is a million.
Yeah.
We hit 1.2 mil in 2 days on Instagram about the Yellowstone caldera model that's at the Canyon Visitors Center in the north part of Yellowstone National Park and shows you kind of how big the volcano under Yellowstone is.
Right.
1.2 million on Insta. Almost 700,000 on Facebook. It's interesting. That video, not every video works across every platform. That one did. And I think it's because it has us all worrying for our safety.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a good point, good reason.
Anyway, so the fact that I think we need to explain something to our good LDS friends. And I'm pretty sure they know the joke, you know, you do some weed, you're high on, you do one marijuana. Becky did three marijuanas. No, and then you get the munchies.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny weed Fritos.
Yeah.
That's just the joke.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is we hear is that weed actually makes food taste better.
Mm-hmm.
So it would stand to reason that on the holiday in the 365 days.
Right.
That is famous, most famous for eating food.
Getting stuffed.
You, as between the covers would say, then that's when you would go and buy the thing that makes the day even better.
Right, right. I would agree.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been a year of me trying to limit my vices, so I wouldn't know.
Right. But, yeah. I will say, I also think it's a good idea for a couple of other reasons.
Hmm.
First and foremost, if all food tastes better, then maybe that one dish that you don't really like as much might also taste a little bit better. And therefore, maybe you don't offend Great Aunt Linda.
When you spit out the oyster casserole.
Shut up. The oyster casserole is the best one. But anyway, yeah, stuff like that. And then also, I would assume that it would help with the whole, I mean, you've seen the memes of, oh, now it's time for Uncle John to get political at Thanksgiving and which, first of all, dude, don't do that. That's so rude. Like, let everyone have a nice freaking holiday.
They don't know they're doing it.
Right. Well, but that's the thing. If you
No situational awareness.
Right. Well, and also, if you don't know you're doing it, you don't deserve to have a voice in politics. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Like, you need at least have the, like, social awareness of knowing when and when that is and is not appropriate, okay? But I would also think that being a little stoned would probably make it a little easier for you not to start a fight with Uncle John.
Because, yeah, like, if you compare behavior, side effects, to, say, between alcohol and weed.
Yes.
Like, I don't think, like, you don't pop a weed gum, a THC gummy, and get in a bar fight.
Yeah.
You just don't.
That's true.
You start to sound like a hippie and a why can't we all just get along, man, kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think weed makes people a little bit more loving.
At least in my observation.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it's sort of like a rising tide. It makes the best things taste even better. Right. And the worst things taste less worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, we'll tie together this known fact with this meme. It's really good for the cousin walk.
Yes. That's so funny.
I thought I was the only one that had a cousin like that growing up. Nope.
I think that's pretty universal.
You know, the cousin that comes to town and says, hey, you want to go for a walk?
Yeah.
That cousin.
Yeah. Although, I mean, especially considering that so many people are going to be around, one would think that that would be a very, I don't know, not very stealthy way of doing that. Like, I don't know, be a little careful.
Yeah, and it's funny
especially how... Especially because it's super illegal still.
Right, well, here in Idaho, sure.
Yeah.
It's funny how some Thanksgiving days are just bright and sunny. Like, it looks like I see the sun trying to peek in through the blackout curtains here in the IFAF studio. What are we looking at? Sunny and 47 today. Yeah. Look, man, this is one of those Thanksgivings where you could play flag football in the backyard after the dinners.
Probably before.
Before the dinners.
I don't know who can play after.
Right. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Some people like to move.
Yeah.
But that's seriously.
True. That's true.
High of 49 today. Let's just call it 50. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, rain in 44. Is that snow? Maybe snow in 44.
I have heard it's going to get a lot worse a lot, like really quick.
Then 33, 36, 33, 33, 32, 30. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the rest of that's a week.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, a week from now, it'll be 30. Mm-hmm. That's below freezing.
I know. It's going to suck. Huh. I'm so not looking forward to it.
So,
but
yeah.
I am glad that at least it's gone through November, where we've had, like, I mean, it's just been cardigan weather. It's really been pretty tolerable.
I think that's been typical.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, lately we've gotten lucky.
Sweater weather, extra layer weather.
When I was a kid, it was always, you have to cover up your Halloween costume with a coat weather. So, I'll totally take this now.
I've said before, I'll say it again, one of the best areas in the country to benefit from climate change. Idaho Falls, Idaho.
It's true.
It's higher elevations like this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we could use a little toastiness.
So here's something interesting, and I don't know if I mean, I've certainly thought it. I think I have predicted it, actually, on this show. Like gay marriage, my prediction was eventually, because Idaho, we know, is going to be the last holdout in the U.S. of A. for the weed, the legalization of recreational cannabis. And the Supreme Court is going to decide December 15th. Not that, not if it will be federally legal, but if they will hear the challenge to make it federally legal.
Oh, okay.
That's December 15th.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Will it be a Merry Christmas?
You know, I would kind of think that even the most conservative judges probably have a grandson or someone who dabbles, who, you know, would benefit from it being legalized.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know? What we know about...
If you don't do weed, someone you love does weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one family member, that one cousin.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought that... because I've talked about my uncles before and how their last name, no kidding, was Blessing, and they were known as the Blessing Brothers.
Wow.
Frank and Brian, they're both dead now.
You know, it's kind of too bad that they didn't have like a TV show or something.
Yeah.
You know?
They could have.
Yeah, they should have.
Maybe I'll write one.
Yeah, I love it.
They ran drugs up and down the West Coast in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I was, and 80s, I was a little kid wondering I'm a little kid from Idaho. How am I in this baller ass cabin on Lake Tahoe and there's a bunch of babes around? Like, I was so confused as a kid.
And now looking back, you're like, oh.
I do remember throwing up in one of their fancy cars because they were smoking something that.
Oh, that didn't agree with
made
you?
Made me choke.
Jeez Louise. Well, and also, roll the window down, people. Jeez.
Yeah, roll the damn window down.
Yeah, especially with a kid in the car. I wonder if they were trying to hotbox you.
That's what I'm thinking. I think they were hotboxing and I was the victim.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Where was I going with this? I had one other thing. Supreme Court going to decide. Oh, and even if you don't have that family member, you've got a guy who's really into, you know, the nerdy guy who's really into the scientific benefits of it, like Brian Johnson,
yes.
the guy we talked about who took a clinical dose, because you can do this. Like, I think anyone can call up. There's a few clinics on the West Coast, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, maybe in other larger, major metropolitan areas. But I know for a fact there's one in San Francisco. There's an LCSW here in town who did it because she wanted to know if she should recommend it to her patients, where you go and do a clinical dose of psilocybin, which is 24.9 milligrams. And this Brian Johnson guy did it. Anyway, I was reading more about him because he keeps coming up in my feed, probably because we talked about him on this show. You know, he's Mormon.
Oh, interesting.
And the company he sold, I think, was Venmo.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that guy.
Man, I almost wonder if he regrets selling that now.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it was $300 million or something like that.
Yeah, you can't regret that too bad, can you?
Right.
But I mean, it's got to be worth at least $1 billion now, right?
I don't know.
I mean, everyone and their dog uses Venmo.
Probably.
I don't know.
But he's 48. He's got the biomarkers of an 18-year-old. And he's exploring, you know, psilocybin as a clinical method to create new neural pathways and
right.
I don't know, start living life again.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us get into a rut. Not that I'm, look.
Not that you're necessarily endorsing it, but I mean, I do think that overall there's so much that we haven't fully studied for a couple of different reasons, some of which is just political, you know? And it's good that we're finally kind of breaking out of that and being like, wait a second, maybe this has a benefit. Let's figure out what it is.
Right. And I mean, I've even heard from, I've heard a couple things from a good Christian friend of mine. Like, why did God put it here, man?
Yeah.
I've also heard from, and this may have been a far out there podcast, but that Christianity might have some basis in consumption of magic mushrooms.
Right.
And those halos that you see above some people in paintings represents the bottom of the top of a mushroom head.
Oh, interesting. Or
the bottom of a mushroom head, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Bottom of the top of a mushroom.
Yeah.
Which would be the head.
Right. Keep saying it.
I wanted to get there, but I think we all understand.
You're good, you're good. Well,
level of specificity.
And also, I don't know, Caitlin, if you remember on The Great, the patriarch takes shrooms to sort of like see God and stuff.
That's right. He does. The sort of Rasputin character.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if there was some basis in that.
Yeah.
You know, and I even remember in Sunday school, my teacher talking about the word of wisdom and how you're not supposed to use tobacco and stuff like that, except for medicinally. And I was like, well, how do you use it medicinally? That doesn't make sense. Like, smoking isn't good for you. And she explained like, oh, yeah, but like for livestock, if they get certain wounds, they can be treated like back in the day, they would treat them with tobacco leaves.
Huh.
You know? And so, like, yeah, I think anytime you abuse something, it's going to turn out poorly. But in general, if you, you know, use it in moderation and use it wisely, it can be beneficial.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the most rudimentary example of that would be fire.
Right.
It's a great tool.
Yeah.
It is so super useful. And it can burn your shit down.
Yeah, true. True.
How many of us have already seen a couple of frozen turkey in the deep fat fryer videos today? Oh, we're going to post one later from the IFAF account if you follow us. Oh, and if you're wondering where Carly gets her language from, it appears as if your mom just chastised Jana and said, "You shut your damn whore mouth."
That's funny.
Because Jana spoke ill of the oyster casserole.
Yeah,
because
the oyster casserole is the best. You're just a fool if you disagree.
In Carly's mom's defense, she did use an LOL emoji to indicate she was joking.
Right, so. Right.
Hey, neighbor Caitlin, can we talk about, did you ask her if we could mention the, do you want to text her while we're?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let me find her real quick.
Hey, listen, while you're doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be. It's 15. We have 15 minutes left. And I don't want to bore anybody. But I do. In fact, yeah. While Carly's texting, I'm going to take this liberty to do one thing. And it may not even come across. Gee, I hope it does. And this isn't a flex as much as it is an I love teaching example. But we're just going to have a little did you know. And here in the did you know, Carly, you have you see that you have headphones provided to you.
I do.
And let me see if... I'm not sure it's coming across the board, but I think it is coming across the feed. If it's not, boy, that'll be embarrassing. I want you to recall the tune Sleigh Ride, written by Leroy Anderson as an instrumental in 1948. Did you know that?
Okay.
There was no, come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. Mm-hmm. It was just a dude going, da 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 da.
Right. And then they added lyrics later is what you're saying?
Yeah, lyrics were added later.
Right.
So, while Leroy Anderson, don't call him Leroy. It's funny. Now in his last season, conductor of the Idaho Falls Symphony, Thomas Heuser, and I were talking about Sleigh Ride once, and I said the name of the composer, Leroy Anderson, and he said, don't you mean Leroy? Because that's what it looks like.
Right.
And I said, no, I don't. Because I learned how to say his name. Because I had this same interaction 5 years ago with somebody else.
Right, right.
Brian Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee, maybe? Funny. Anyway, so they wrote Sleigh Ride.
What a dumb name, Leroy.
Yeah, right. Who would name their kid Leroy? And about the same year, let's see, what year was this?
Leroy is worse.
Lyrics were added 2 years later in 1950.
Oh, funny.
So in between 1948, when Sleigh Ride was released, and 1950, when lyrics were added, was a movie called The Streets of Laredo.
Hmm.
And in this movie, the soundtrack, by the way, by... I gotta get through my notes here. Victor somebody? No, that would be too ironic. Victor Young.
Okay.
I say ironic because Victor happens to be the name of an esteemed colleague of mine. Right? Those are the terms we use now.
Yeah.
That I sort of really chucked under the bus last episode. It's okay. You know what? We made up. We're friends again. I love it. We're going out to lunch. I'm taking him out to lunch next week. The love ball's it. In his court to choose a restaurant.
Yeah.
Anyone in town that's open for lunch.
Perfect.
All right. So, Victor Young composed the soundtrack to The Streets of Laredo by, The Streets of Laredo. I want you to listen to this soundtrack. Oh, you couldn't open it. What? Yes, you could. Yes, you can. Okay, listen. Did you hear that?
I did.
Dun 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 dun. Remind you of anything? Let's forward to about, a minute 15. Here we go.
If you work this thing right, the driver won't know what happened.
Oh.
And you might be thinking, holy copyright infringement, Batman. Let's keep going. Here's the best example.
Francisco's going to be awful disappointed.
Is that crazy, insane, or what?
Right.
So, here's what we think happened. We think that Victor Young... was in the same building with Leroy Anderson at some point while he was working on the soundtrack to The Streets of Laredo, and he either heard Leroy Anderson working on it or humming it or something.
Oh, funny.
It got stuck in Victor's head, and Victor thought he came up with it.
Oh, funny. Huh.
So really, in a way, this is a great parable for how the other Victor... No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to... I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
I hope he's watching. I hope he's watching. And I hope that he's already pissed.
And I don't think he is. And I was just kidding. That's not why I wanted to play that. That's just one example of 200 pieces of trivia that you pick up on when you're sort of researching Christmas music.
Right.
Until you go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So Carly's neighbor, Caitlin, have you heard back from her?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So let's give it a minute, but let's, worst case scenario, we can mention it next episode.
Okay, yeah. Basically, Caitlin has a GoFundMe that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
But is it personal and we got to get, we should,
I
we
think
should,
it's personal enough. I'd like to get
the right
permission
thing to do.
First. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Todd Wood, happy Thanksgiving to you too, sir. Todd and I go back to elementary school.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You guys went to parochial school together, right?
Parochial school. Church school. Gethsemane. It's still in down Broadway, west toward Bellin. I don't know if they still have a school.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Jason Bell, do I have that right? Met him. Cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, he was like super nice to me and a friend of mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love that.
Okay. So now that we're within 10 minutes of shutting this down, can we try some of this Facebook ad chocolate?
Yes, I think we should, as a matter of fact.
And if so, what kind?
Right.
And whoa!
Wow. That went going, huh?
Let's get that packaging. Do you want to just take a look at the kinds and tell me what you want to try?
I feel like we should try the weirdest one first.
Yeah.
What's that one that you said?
The guajillo?
Yeah, guajillo chili.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's try that for sure.
I'm already, yeah.
And, we'll kind of go from there, I think.
Okay. Best Buy, 128-2027.
And now that I see the packaging, I don't think that's the name of the coffee that I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
But I need to figure out what that stuff's called because it's so good. It's the only coffee I like. Everything else is shit.
I had a business trip once, and I ended up in Monterrey, Mexico.
Oh, yeah?
And it's...
sounds kind
of
cool.
Like, yeah, not a lot of people go there because it's landlocked.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go to Mexico...
Yeah, you want to go to, like, the coast.
Yeah, but they had a really cool business district, and I was a little gringo wandering around the street market there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm practicing. This was before Google Translate.
Right.
Which I would be using the shit out of right now if I were in a foreign country.
I think that's fair.
But there was a coffee shop there. Three things that I noticed. One, at the public restroom in the public mall, it was just a trough.
Oof.
So you're pretty much standing shoulder to shoulder with dudes.
Yeah, that's rough.
Keeping your eyes straight forward.
Yep.
Second, there was a cute little kid selling chicle. And I asked him how much, and he said, 20 pesos. Or no, he said 10 pesos.
Okay.
And I gave him 20. Because I'm generous like that.
Right.
<I don't know. laughs> And then third, there was a guy who walked by, and he whistled a familiar tune. I don't know if you've heard it, but it went kind of like this.
He was calling you out.
You didn't think I noticed, did you, buddy?
You know what, though?
Can music be racist?
You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. There are so many times when without thinking, without like intentionally doing anything, I'll see someone or something, some scenario, and I will totally start humming a tune only to realize that, you know, maybe it wasn't super inappropriate or it was very clear what I was thinking.
Like I did,
you know?
With the old lady when I was a kid. I started humming the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Right, right.
Even though I swear it was just because I had recently learned that and was singing it in school.
Yes.
Okay, so without further ado.
Yeah, I want to try some of this. Now, this is a chili chocolate, right?
Again,
so
this is...
A little spice to it. Which,
Taza or Taza brand chocolate.
Which I think that Lindor or Lindt does a similar bar, and I actually really like it. Even though I'm not usually a big dark chocolate fan, but when it's got other shit in it, it's good.
Whoa. I mean, the minute it hits your tongue, you know that's quality.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm not tasting the
And it's spicy.
Yet.
You're not?
Not yet.
What's your
problem? There it is. It hit me right in the back of the throat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's pretty good, actually. Taylor says that he's with Jana. And you know what, Taylor? It's okay to be wrong. I'm glad that you're here to show everyone that fact.
Taylor, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Oyster casserole is good. You just need to give it a chance.
I mean, this is fantastic. I knew this was one of those things
that's pretty good.
I might be disappointed.
Why don't you choose the next flavor?
Vanilla, coffee, salted almond.
Cinnamon.
And then like three different kinds of plain chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 70%, an 85%, and is that 100%?
Whoa.
What is that? 70%.
Okay.
What's the difference? Oh, one has sea salt.
Got it.
Since we're already on the spicy kick, do you want to try the cinnamon?
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
I had a feeling you'd choose that one, because you have been on such a cinnamon kick lately.
Weird.
Yeah. Maybe I need to make some cinnamon almonds or something this year.
Been like a grandma with the spice drops.
Mm-hmm. You have. That's true.
Hey, and we want to say thank you for whether you're watching live or watching in post, maybe this weekend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, 2 to 3 days later, we're pretty much done with views. But we just want to thank you. And thank you for your participation. Almost 1,000 new Facebook followers in 1 week.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
We're not worthy, all that stuff.
It's been a lot, honestly, but like really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad for it at least. We're hoping that eventually it leads to bigger and better things too. So the more help we get from folks around us, the better.
Right.
We're definitely grateful for that on our, you know, lovely Thanksgiving day here.
We're thankful for you. I'm thankful for modern indoor plumbing and you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just was looking at the comments. My mom was like, no, Taylor, don't go to the dark side. What do you think of that? Whoa. That punches you in the mouth.
What a pleasant cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. It's good cinnamon.
Wow.
It's not too spicy. Like, you know how sometimes you get those chocolate-covered cinnamon bears?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just so damn spicy.
Right.
You know, they're like too much, in my opinion. That's the perfect and appropriate amount of cinnamon.
I'm glad you said stone ground chocolate. Is that kind of what they...
I mean, that seems to be like the main shtick.
Huh.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Right in that little emblem, that circular emblem.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican style stone ground chocolate.
I also
because
just
it
noticed
is kind of grainy,
a
isn't
little
it?
Bit.
Yeah.
I also just noticed that this is all dark chocolate.
I got the
it says
dark...
on their dark sampler.
Well, and I'm wondering if there was a milk chocolate sampler. I think I would have gotten it.
Right. Probably. Yeah.
But maybe I was just totally drunk.
Yeah. Maybe.
Kidding.
Drunk on a chocolate high.
With alcohol and Ambien, you can be your own secret Santa.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You want the rest of mine?
Yes, absolutely. Is this the cinnamon?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Which is not bad. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it's a little much for me. Plus, I got to save room for all that oyster casserole I'm going to eat later.
Oh, one more shout out?
I hope my breath just reeks afterward. I want you to smell it from across the room.
So Whitney is listener number one.
Oh, yeah.
Abby, her friend...
Uh-huh.
We affectionately refer to as Patient Zero.
Yes.
She was the very first person who dared to be an ambassador for the show. She's a friend of mine, now a friend of yours.
Yep.
She's a fellow realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she also does a little work for Town and Country Gardens because, you know, she's one of those people that does, I don't know, one thing to make money and then one thing to fill her soul.
Right.
And
she's just got such a green thumb.
She does.
You know?
It's just natural.
I wish I was better like that.
Propensity. But I wanted to show you these.
They're so pretty.
Now, Carly, I'm just going to kind of make sure my phone is doing it right.
Eh. Yeah.
Why can't I hold it right?
Basically, it's a very, very pale, basically a blush pink poinsettia, which is so up my alley. And if I didn't have cats, I would go out and buy one right now.
Last year we had the hot pink poinsettias.
Yes, which were very cute, especially with the glitter. But the blush pink really does it for me.
And I don't really feel like this is doing it justice, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you like the soft pink. Hold up your...
Oh, yeah.
My ridiculous.
Did you notice I added a new accessory?
God, no.
So this is actually a chapstick holder/pill case. and it goes right on your little handle. It does make holding it a real bitch, but, you know, it's so handy for all of my pills and chapsticks that I'm currently not using it for.
So, yeah. Plug for...
Yeah, I actually found it at the Dollar Tree.
For the Dollar Tree.
I love Dollar Tree.
And Blush Pink. And Town and Country Gardens. And their Blush Pink poinsettias.
Yeah.
Poinsettias.
You know what? Wait a second. Can I talk about the Dollar Tree for a second?
Sure. We were just about to close exactly at 60 seconds, but no. Talk about the Dollar Tree, Carly. I was just wrapping it up.
I know, but...
It was going to be $59.59 like our last live episode. Yeah, I'm just that good.
Until I get involved. But lately, I've been noticing that I have this weird propensity where I will, like, be on the lookout, be hunting down a specific product, and then, like, right after I finally settle on one that isn't quite right, Dollar Tree comes out with exactly what I wanted.
Okay.
Like, just recently, I was kind of looking for, like, a travel jewelry case, just because, like, I've lost an earring before when we've traveled. It's always heartbreaking, you know, and I wanted something to make sure that all of my stuff stays nice and contained and organized and doesn't get all messed up.
Yes, you're very organized.
Yeah, but anyway, so I'd finally found one that I kind of liked that I was going to get, but it, like, didn't have enough jewelry, like, it didn't have enough necklace slots and stuff like that, and it was kind of not quite right. And then, right after I bought that one, because all of them were so expensive, too, and I was like, this thing should not cost $15. This should be a $5 and under purchase.
Yes.
In my opinion, you know? But finally, after I buy one that's okay, I end up going to Dollar Tree, and there they are. They've just started making them, sitting right there, and they're exactly the style I want. They're small, they're square, they've got the slots I need, and I'm just saying, I feel like Dollar Tree is plugged into my head.
Mm.
I feel like they keep just sort of, like, going through my, I don't know, purchase history, and they're like, oh, that's what we should have made.
Right.
You know?
Well, and you, a few times now, you have trained me to don't forget about Dre, and don't forget about the dollar store.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they have the weirdest shit that, like, no one else has.
I'm trying to think. Oh.
Like those spice gumdrops that you wanted.
The spice drops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was getting in touch with my inner... I helped out a couple little old ladies with real estate this past summer.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've never... I've kept my business, okay, mostly paperless.
Yeah.
But two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I needed to go to their place and give them the paper, and they would sign with a pen.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd, you know, PDF it and send it to the office.
Right, right.
But it had to be... Like that, but it's a long story, but that I made longer. But spice drops are just awesome. Don't forget about the dollar store and spice drops.
Yeah.
And Dre. Okay.
Fun.
That's our show. That's our show.
Yeah. I got to go do some cooking. I'm not doing much, but I'm doing something.
And I hope. Oh, hi, Natalie. Happy tea day to you, too. And for you, that's. Natty. Tofurkey, right?
Actually, no, she switched back to regular.
She's back on the dark side.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also, I just think it's easier.
Back on the dark meat.
So I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
We have steak.
Steak is good.
It's nice I to do have like you back. Yeah. Cut open a Virgin River Land and Cattle Company side of beef with a lightsaber, like so much tauntaun flesh.
Jeez Louise.
Luke.
You are such a dork.
Well, now I'm sugar rushing. I have to go be with Carly's family twice.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's side, mom's side today.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks so much for spending your Thanksgiving time, just a little bit of it, with us. That's our show. Stay fresh, Tuesday. Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind of critters.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones that you're going to eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this, I've minimized it so much that I don't know if this is our, it is.